Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
The level of brilliance to pull off that shot on 15. Like, that hole destroyed Seve Ballesteros' career in 86 when Jack Nicklaus won. Literally destroyed the DNA of what he thought he could trust in his golf swing.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, we look ahead to tonight's second legs in the Champions League quarterfinals. An Ireland legend accuses the government of borderline discrimination with regard to its funding of football. And could a big swap deal be on the cards between Manchester City and Bayer Leverkusen? But first, Shamrock Rovers closed the gap on League of Ireland Premier Division leaders Drogheda to a single point last night with a 4-1 win over Cork City at Tallaght Stadium. That loss leaves the Leasiders second from bottom without a win in their last seven games. Jack Byrne was the star of the show for Rovers, scoring the fourth goal of the night. He also set up goals for Josh Honohan and Roberto Lopez. The win came at a cost for Rovers, though, with Danny Mandroyo limping out just 19 minutes after he came on in the second half. That was just the midfielder's second substitute appearance after six games out with a hamstring injury. However, Rovers boss Stephen Bradley hailed the return to the fore of Jack Byrne when he spoke to LOITV.
Yeah, well, look, I think as a league, first of all, we want to see the best players playing at the highest level and that they possibly can. And Jack is getting back there. He's not there yet, but he's getting there.
Yeah.
He's working extremely hard, and I thought tonight he was excellent.
Yeah.
And he'd only get better as he gets sharper and gets fitter. But he's doing the work behind the scenes, which is really pleasing.
Yeah. So finally, you go in now with a big match to start the second quarter of the season away to Pats on Good Friday. So the team goes in there with a real pep in their step and it sets it up for a blockbuster of a match on Friday.
Yeah, it should be a good game. Dublin Derby, two good teams. We're obviously going in there in really good form. So it's a game we're looking forward to. It's a good weekend again. Two big games. So recover now, review this game, move on quickly and get ready for another big weekend.
Cork boss Tim Clancy had this frank assessment of their performance.
Look, we come up against a far superior team.
Yeah.
Look, the quality they have. I think they're the best team in the country by a distance, if I'm honest. We've played everyone now this season. And I think that they've got the most quality. And we come up short. But look, the goals we conceded is something that we need to stop. It's not good enough. They're soft. And when you come up against opposition as good as these, there's no point giving them a little head start as well.
Okay. While every team has injuries, you know, in the course of the season, not having the experienced players that we touched on earlier, like the experienced players that you have injured at the moment, does that make your task against that strong Rovers team almost impossible? But at the end of that, is it still a good learning curve for these young players?
No, it's not an excuse. The players that we have missing are normally in the attacking end of the pitch. Okay. You've Shawnee, you've Keith, you've Malik, Greg Bulger, I suppose. Harry and Conor Drynan, I suppose, could be seen as defensive players.
Yeah.
But that's not an excuse. If we have them experienced players on the pitch, it doesn't stop the desire for us to keep the ball out of net. So I think that's an issue that we have to look at. And we've got a massive three games ahead of us now.
Yeah.
Bowes away.
Yeah.
Waterford at home and then Sligo away, and
Listen,
there's going to be a lot of questions asked, and we'll find out a lot of answers in the next 2 weeks.
Bournemouth boss Andoni Iriola says they've already achieved their goal for the season to improve on last season's points tally. They halted a run of six Premier League games without a win as Anton Semenyo's goal after just 53 seconds secured a 1-0 win at home to Fulham. The Cherries are up to eighth in the table, with Iriola dreaming of European football.
No, definitely is alive. Definitely is alive. We have six games to play, and if the season finishes today, I think we go to Europe, no? If it finishes, we have one problem, that we still have six games to play. We would love to finish today, and we would already have, no? But it's true that it's still very difficult because we have a not easy schedule. So every point that we want to get is going to be expensive. But I think we are in a... Even with the run, the other day I finished happy with the game against West Ham. Today I finished happy. We are in a place to compete, definitely.
Niall Quinn's accused the government of borderline discrimination with regards to its funding of Irish football. The former Ireland striker believes the FAI should receive a fairer portion of the betting tax. Just over 100 million is raised each year from the government's tax on betting, with recent figures saying that the Horse and Greyhound Fund received 95 million of that. The FAI have made repeated calls for football to receive a fairer slice of the betting tax in line with the sport's popularity among punters. Quinn said people bet on football, yet the sport sees no revenue from it. He added it borders on the point of discrimination by giving money to one set of sports but not giving it to football when huge amounts of money is bet on their games. Luis Enrique says his PSG side is mature beyond their years. He's warned them against overconfidence as the French champions take a 3-1 lead to Villa Park for the second leg of their Champions League quarter-final. Villa are 17 games unbeaten in all competitions at home, and Villa boss Unai Emery is determined to make that home advantage count.
They have experience playing with the opponent supporters in away matches. They are playing in French and in Europe, and we have as well. But if we are connecting with our supporters, if we are transmitting energy, positive energy, if we are playing more or less, getting tactically and individually good things on the field, the supporters, they are going to add us their energy, they are going to help us a lot, and they are going to transmit us the energy, and always for our players playing at home with the energy they can receive from the supporters is something adding positively. More for us than PSG players, because they have experiences and they can as well manage in different moments as well, trying to focus the match and not really involving how the supporters they are pushing them. But for us it's important. For our players, for our energy, for our wishes, for our capacity to show our supporters as well, our individual and collectively performance. This is the really important how much they can transmit the supporters helping us.
Borussia Dortmund boss Niko Kovac says miracles can happen all the time as they chase their own tonight. The Bundesliga giants trail Barcelona 4-0 ahead of tonight's second leg in Germany. Both of tonight's Champions League games kick off at 8 o'clock. Jacob Ryan has told Off the Ball he grew frustrated by his lack of game time at Everton under Sean Dyche. The Corkman made just 4 appearances under Dyche after his €19 million move from Lyon last summer. By contrast, O'Brien has thrived under David Moyes in his new position at right back. And the All-Man told this morning's Off the Ball breakfast he may have sought a move away from Goodison Park had his playing situation not improved.
There was conversations where I was kind of thinking I needed to play. I can't just sit on the bench for another 6 months. But then conversations kind of died down, kind of going into January, and they said they wanted to keep me and that I would be part of it. But I kind of just said, like, I need to look after myself. And happily then David Moyes came in and kind of changed things around for me and for everything.
So David Moyes says to you when he comes in, I want to get you into the team somewhere. And I'm really interested to know what had he seen, because you hadn't played much for Everton. So did you ever ask him, you know, what is it that you have seen in me that you want me to play? Or I suppose when you're hearing something good like that, don't ask for an elaboration, just accept it.
I suppose as a coach, he probably would have done his homework on all the players. But I think he was at that Peterborough game as well. I think he watched that game. But he probably would have seen other matches or had coaches that would have watched me in other matches and probably just liked the way I played and got me in the team.
You can hear lots more from that interview with Jacob Bryan by becoming an Off the Ball member now. A sensational swap deal involving Manchester City and Bayer Leverkusen could be on the cards this summer. It's reported talks are ongoing about James McAtee potentially moving to last season's Bundesliga champions. Saturday's 5-2 win at home to Crystal Palace, against whom McAtee was among the scorers, was just his first Premier League start of the season. According to Sky Germany's Florian Plettenberg, talks regarding a McAtee move to Bayer have been happening in the background since January. Such a move would surely smooth the road for Florian Wirtz to move in the opposite direction. City have been long-time admirers of Wirtz, who has also attracted the interest of Bayern Munich. As the wait for him to sign a contract extension at Leverkusen continues, Pep Guardiola's side are also said to be keen on Wirtz's clubmate, Argentina international midfielder Ezequiel Palacios. Newcastle assistant Jason Tindall says Eddie Howe won't return to the dugout until he's ready. The club's manager was hospitalised with pneumonia at the weekend. Tindall took charge for Sunday's 4-1 win at home to Manchester United in the Premier League, and Tindall will remain in charge for tomorrow night's game in hand at home to Crystal Palace, where a win would see Newcastle move up to third place.
We've had minimal sort of dialogue together since that announcement. So, you know, as we know, he's in the best possible hands. And they'll be back as soon as he feels he's ready to come back and 100% to lead the team.
Obviously, his health has to come first. How much does this put into perspective everything, football and health, and what's important?
Of course, as we know, your health is the most important thing. And that's why it's so important that, you know, when Eddie does decide to come back, he comes back and is able to lead the team as we know he does, day in, day out, and, you know, he's fully recovered, and I'm sure he will do. And as I said, he's in the best possible hands right now.
Obviously, you led the team along with Graham Jones and the rest of the backroom staff on Sunday against Manchester United, and we know you'll do the next couple of matches. You said there that you had minimal contact with Eddie Howe. What sort of role, if any, will he play in helping prepare the team for the matches in the weeks ahead?
As we know, I think, you know, for the manager not to be here is obviously poorly in hospital, and the same as last week. We had sort of almost minimal contact in terms of within the preparations, but, you know, we know the expectations and demands that we put on each other and ourselves each and every day, and it's going to have to remain that way until the manager is back. But we know what we need to do. We know how we prepare, and we need to prepare right to make sure that we can go and deliver performances, as I said, the weekend that the manager would be proud of.
And you personally, how do you feel about continuing to lead while Eddie Howe is away from the club recovering?
Obviously, it's part of my job, and, you know, I'll do the best I possibly can in his absence. So we've worked together for 17 years now, so we know what is expected of each other, and hopefully I can deliver the same messages as what he would want, and, you know, hopefully he'll be back as soon as possible.
And England internationals Alessia Russo and Chloe Kelly are injury doubts for Arsenal's WSL game at home to Leicester tonight. They both picked up knocks on international duty, leading to questions over the timing of the recent break at a crucial point of the season. Arsenal could do with both players as they look to move within 3 points of leaders Chelsea, but Gunners boss Renee Schlegers has played down any controversy.
You can analyse what you want, and we always do a really good post-season review on squad availability and what we've seen and what the trends are, and then we'll learn and then we'll go ahead, but you can't control everything.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Take a detour from the ordinary.
Owen, it's finally here. Your 10-part documentary, Diverted.
Took a long time.
It's time to get diverted.
This has taken too long, but finally glad that it's here.
Join Owen Sheehan as he brings you the conversations you didn't know you needed to hear.
It's like the content version of your eyes being bigger than your belly, or whenever it comes to food.
From the unexpected to the unforgettable, Diverted explores it all.
For some reason, I've decided to hitchhike through Argentina.
Irlanda.
Holanda.
Irlanda.
Irlanda.
Irlanda. See, see, see.
Available for free on all Off The Ball channels. Diverted on Off The Ball.